You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, and co-host Keelan Harvey on Alternative Talk AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage experts Tina Mitchell and Keelan Harvey.
Welcome back to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell.
And co-host Keelan Harvey.
Your local mortgage experts right here on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, June 16th show. We're here to help you build a strong financial plan 1 week and one show at a time. If you're hearing our show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast, but you can connect with our guest by calling in the show at 1-855-411-50. Again, that's 1-855-411-50 or online at themoneyhour.com. And in studio right now, Brenda Martin with John L. Scott. 8 ways a great real estate agent can change your life. Welcome, Brenda.
Thank you for having me.
And a little bit about Brenda. Brenda grew up in family of real estate business and has been surrounded by the industry her entire life. She holds CNE, Certified Negotiation Expert, and SRES, Senior Real Estate Specialist designations, and recognized by John L. Scott as President's Gold Agent for her success in helping clients achieve their homeownership goals. Brenda partners with an initiative and successful team using their combined knowledge to give her clients an advantage for beneficial real estate experiences. She's committed to providing professional real estate services with the goal to always exceed expectations. The wonderful friendships that are formed with her clients bring Brenda the most satisfied and joy from working in the residential real estate industry.
Brenda, I love your topic. Great real estate agent can change your life. I mean, that's huge. So in your opinion, speaking of, what's the most important way that a great real estate agent can change a person's life?
Well, thank you for asking. A real estate transaction, as we all know, can be an exciting thing to experience, but it can also be very nerve-wracking and stressful. So a person's experience will largely depend on the circumstances surrounding their transaction, and perhaps more importantly, the agent they're working with. So a full-time experienced professional will not only get you over the finish line, but they can also change your life for the better, and that's my goal. I would say in today's fast-paced world, it seems like everyone's attention is short in supply. So a great agent is going to show you that that's not always the case by listening and also caring about you and your needs. I would say not only being a good listener helps an agent to do their job, but also if they can show you that even in business, there are still people that care about you and your circumstances.
Love that, Brenda. So let's talk about the financial benefits of finding the right agent to help you with such an important purchase as real estate.
Oh, well, sure. There's an old expression, if you think it's expensive to hire a professional to do the job, wait until you hire an amateur.
Well said.
Hiring a great agent can save you literally thousands of dollars, as the right agent will not only negotiate effectively for you, but they also know the pitfalls to look for in a transaction that helps move it along, saving you money in the process. Whether you're a buyer or seller, that'll depend on different circumstances will help. Their knowledge will help you in those circumstances.
Yeah, and even it could save $100,000 if you're talking about a seller. And we were talking earlier about not pricing that house correct and overpricing it, not getting in offers, and then switching into a different market where there's not the multiples. I mean, it's so important to have a representation of expertise.
Oh, totally. Yeah. It just even as they're preparing, just helping them to know their return on the investment that they could.
Yes.
A lot of sellers will think they need to do more than they need to and not realize they need to do something that a buyer will be looking for as well.
So. Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, a lot of people being fans of real estate, you know, they all think they're experts at this point, you know, and you realize that there's a lot more to it. I mean, how can a great realtor help you see things differently?
One of the most probably overlooked aspects of hiring a professional real estate agent is just how much that of an effect they can have on your perspective. I'm kind of thinking right now even of a young couple. Their parents referred them to me, and they were just so excited to get their first home that they were looking for the pretty house. And I hope it's okay to say lipstick on a pig. Is that okay to say
of
here?
Of course. You can say whatever you want to.
Okay. So, you know, I'm thinking of this one house. Ultimately it's their decision, but I think it's important as professionals, we bring them all the information so they can make a great decision. And I know they were really eyeing this one property. It had all new appliances, new carpet, but it was on this terrible road. And they were just, buyers can get weary in this market at times. And so So I know they we could have got that house, but I was able to, you know, much to the gratitude of their parents, steer them away from that one. And they were so thankful. A little bit later, we found them a nice little cul-de-sac home with their one-year-old little boy. They knew they, you know, didn't have to worry. So it's that's kind of a huge thing, just helping them to see that differently.
And so important. We were, again, talking earlier about with the lack of inventory with the buyers. I mean, some of them just feeling forced to grab something. And that's why, again, you know, like you said, it's so important with having an agent that really is not about the sale. They're about the relationship and really helping them to make the right move when that is the right time. And so love that. So let's talk about a great real estate agent and what they do more of and different from traditionally just helping buy and sell in real estate.
Sure. You know, so I know a lot of people think we just open doors, but there's so much more that we try to do to really help people. This is their biggest financial investment in most cases. So a great agent's going to go above and beyond for you. They'll help you find contractors, give recommendations on design if needed. I know even a seller, sometimes they'll work with people, they've lost somebody and they're needing to sell, not because they want to or it's the best circumstances for them, but they've lost the earner in the family or something like that's happened. And just connecting them with a financial advisor or accountants to help them get through this so they know they're going to be okay in 10, 20 years from now.
Yeah, I love that. And you're the best agents that are seasoned, they have those power teams together, just like you said, to really help recommend all the areas that they need.
So Brenda, in your opinion, what's the nicest surprise a great real estate agent can bring to a transaction?
Well, that's a great question.
Her pretty smile over there. That's a nice surprise.
Yeah, she lit up on that one, didn't she?
Well, you know, you hope that they just have, you know, they're so happy when it's all done. And that's usually the case. That's my goal. One of my clients referred to me as a miracle worker. Of course, we're not, but we just try to make it all come together for them. Mm-hmm. And it's a nice surprise, you know, when they can get everything to the finish line and they get the keys in their hand, or they sold for, you know, possibly more than what they were expecting, or maybe they got all the terms that they wanted. So just bringing that nice surprise and happy ending to such a stressful, what could be a stressful situation for them.
Yeah. So let's talk about something that could be stressful where a great agent, and I'll emphasize a full-time agent, because I think it's critically important to work with an agent that this is actually their full-time job. So how can that agent, the expert advice and knowledge that they have, help in a stressful situation?
One of the best things at working with a full-time professional is that peace of mind that comes with working with them. They have the experience. It's their focus on, that's their profession. It's their focus. They're always getting themselves educated further. Mm-hmm. So they've kind of got your back in that way. They will not only anticipate issues ahead of time for you, but they will shoulder a lot of burden and solve problems for you. Just making it a less low-stress experience.
Yeah. You know, Brenda, transactions are not always easy going. I know that. So how can a great agent help when the going gets tough in a real estate transaction?
The right agent is like a general you can depend on when the going gets tough. From searching for the right property or buyer to negotiating to pushing the deal through despite obstacles standing in the way, which it seems like there's always something in a transaction. From one side or the other, a great agent's going to not going to back down from adversity, and they're going to go to battle for you for your best interests at all times.
So, Brenda, your favorite thing about being a real estate agent, what would that be?
I love my real estate family. Mm-hmm. It's all the clients I've built up through the years. I get to go to birthday parties and anniversaries, home anniversaries, relationship anniversaries. It's just real estate is much more about relationships than it is about individual transactions. And great agents know this, and they look at the people they're helping, not the transaction they're putting together.
Yeah.
Brenda, if you could, share with us your favorite success story.
Well, I'm thinking right now of my clients. I'm going to go ahead and say their first names, Ken and Allie. I met them at an open house. They had just moved up here from the Bay Area. And they love telling this story, so that's why it's fun for me to repeat it as well. Uh-huh. I had met them at an open house. They'd been to many open houses. Of course, they leave their information. You know, we always ask for information when you're coming into somebody's home, just so we know who was there. So they left their email and their physical address. And we talked for quite a while. I showed him through the house. And after they left, within the next couple of days, I was busy previewing property like I always do and just seeing what the inventory is out there. And I went into this house and I was thinking of them as I finished touring. And I'm like, this is the perfect house for Ken and Allie. So I sent them email messages several times that day because they had an offer review date. And I was worried, this is their house. I got to get a hold of these guys. But there was no phone number. So after a day, I just got really brave. And I know this sounds a little crazy, but I went ahead and knocked on their door.
Nice.
And Ken was home. And he went with me right away, looked at this house, called Allie from the house and said, honey, this is the one. And anyhow, they love telling people because we not only have found this great house for them, we won in their seven offers, we still won. And they just love being able to tell people that, you know, I didn't have a phone number, but I wasn't going to give up. They love their house. So
Just
being a bulldog through it. And I kind of think of myself as a mama bear for my clients in that way. So
yeah, and I could see you as a mama bear and a bulldog. And that's really what you need to be as a real estate agent. You need to have that heart and that compassion, but at the same time, you need to have that fight spirit to win. And, you know, I mean, that's that really is a success formula for a real estate agent. So as we wrap up our time here, I'd love to ask you one last question. Biggest mistake that you see either a buyer or a seller making in this market right now?
I would think for sellers, it's we're kind of in a different market right now. In May 2018, I just heard there were more homes come on the market than in any other month in the last 10 years. So a lot of sellers kind of hear these stories about this, and it's a great seller's market. I'm not changing that's a total truth. And but having said that, there's an expectation out there. They just need to really be market ready day one.
Yeah.
Because there's more competition right now. Even though there's a lot of buyers out there, there is more competition right now to be up against.
Yeah, great advice. And another reason why you need to work with the best of the best is because they're the ones that are going to really have the data and the information and taking that time to educate you, because really it's all about the numbers and the numbers don't lie. So if you're working with an experienced agent, they're going to take the time to put that data together to really be able to counsel you. And if you're not willing to do what you need to do, a good agent's going to let you know you might not be the right client, because really they want to set you up for success, not failure.
Right. Yeah, it's all about the numbers, definitely. They don't lie, the stats, and just making sure your buyers or your sellers have all the information.
Yeah, love that. Well, Brenda, thank you so much for coming into studio. It was a real pleasure.
It was a lot of fun. Thank you for having me.
All right. Coming up next in the Money Hour, Seattle's Trending Neighborhoods 2018. Merritt Hess and Emily Tagami right here at 1150 AM KKNW after the short break.